Monday the 30th of July, Rabbi Ezra Hartman, Parsha Perspective.
I'd like to speak for a while. I have on concerning the Parsha, there's not that much in the Parsha, a little bit. It says in the, we say in Kriya Shema, it was this yesterday, what we learned on Shabbos, Shinatim Levanecho, Dibat Abom, Shachachachov Kulecho. What is the chiyuv of Talmud Torah? What is the minimum chiyuv? And what is the maximum chiyuv? And try to elaborate on that a bit. So the Gemara in the Dorim, Daf Ches, says as follows. Bom Rav Gidu Amarav, Hoim Ha'ashkim Eshna Perek Zeh, Eshna Mesech Tezu, Neder Godol Nodol Olekei Yisrael. If a person made a neder or a shuit, a shah, and a rishonim here, saying that he's going to learn a certain mesechta, so that's a big neder. It's chal. Practicing more about Mujer Ba'im and Ma'asinayu. He's already chayev beforehand to learn Torah, and there's no room for a shvua to be chal on something that you're already anyway chayev. Ve'in shvua chal al shvua. Eloma, maybe he's coming to teach us that you're allowed to be mechazik yourself. Yizuzi ba'alma. That's not, we're not going into that. That was the piece before. Hainda Rav Gidl Kamaisa. We know that already from an earlier statement of Rav Gidl. So what is Rav Gidl teaching us here that a person can make a shvua to learn a certain mesechta? Answers the Gemara, Hoka Mashmalon. Kemen di boi pota nafshe bekriyashma shachris va'arvis mishum hochi chayav shvua ole. So literally that means a person could be yoytze his chiyav Talmud Torah just with Krishna in the morning and in the evening. So there's room for the shvua to be chal. Now this is very problematic because is that enough to be yoytze Talmud Torah? So the Machlokes be showing him in Pshat in the Gemara. Just briefly, there's three pshatim that I know of. Maybe there's more. But there's three pshatim that I know of in the Gemara. The Ram learned, he asked the question, he learned also from our parsha, v'shinatim levanecho, the Gemara darshins, shu divrei Torah mechudodim beficha. You have to be sharp. You have to really know Torah. Shimishocha Adam, al tigamgem v'toim aloi ele emo aloi miyad. You're not supposed to stutter and speak to him. You're supposed to really know what you're saying, says the Ram. There's no way to accomplish that through Kriya Shema, Shachris Va'arvis, no matter what kavanah you have in Kriya Shema, you're not going to get to that madrega of Torah. So the Ram asks, what's the shot in this Gemara? So the Ram wants to say a chiddush in Hilchos Nedarim, but I'm not going to go into that too much, just very, very briefly. He says you're chayav to learn Yom HaVolayla. There's no, you're not yoytze with Kriya Shema. But Mufurish in the Torah is only Kriya Shema. And that's enough room for a shvua to be chal, and that's built on the yisod of the Ram and shvuas, that a shvua is chal as long as it's not on top of something that's mufurish in the Torah. So to summarize, the Ram shita is you're chayav to learn all the time. Just there's room for a shvua to be chal, since the only thing that it says in the Torah, the feirish, that you must learn is the minimum requirement is krishma, and therefore there's room for the shvua to be chal. That's one pshat. If you look here on the spot here in the Russian Tzitzis, state Mishnah, it's not like that. They learned the Gemara Kipshuta, both of them. I'm not going to spend too much time with the Diyukim here, but if you have a chance, you can see the Rosh, Perush HaRosh, on the page. And the Tzitzis, they both learn the Gemara Kipshuta. A person is Yoytze Talmud Torah with Kriya Shema. That's his requirement, and therefore there's room for the Shvua to be Chal. That's what comes out here. Tosis is Mamash. Let me just read one lashon of Tosis. Actually, potter mi mitzvah zu. The davar rishus. And it says, reading the Gemara that you can't swear in a mitzvah. That's speaking about if it's a mitzvah she e actually potter mi mena. K'moy lo niach tefillin li talula. Aval hai, the boy potter nafshe, chayil shua ilorei. So the Lashon of Tosis, Mefurash in the Rosh, is also meramis to it, that we learn the Gemara Kipshutai. By the way, the Ritva and the Muki Yosef have a third pshat in the Gemara that has no bearing on our topic today, but just in this Gemara, that they learn also al derech Haran, you're chayil to learn all the time. But there is room for the shua to be chal, because you're not necessarily chayil to learn this Perek. You have a choice of learning whatever you like. There's no chiyuv to learn this parak. So if you made a neder or a shvua that you're going to learn this parak, there's room for that shvua to be chal. So to summarize this part, we have three shittas we show you. The Ram learns, you're chayv all the time. And just the shvua's chal, because there's nothing more mafurish in the Torah than kriyashma. That's one shita. The other extreme is Tosfos and the Rosh. They hold that we take the Gemara Kepshutai, you're chayiv only kriyashma, shachis va'arvis, and therefore there's room for the shvua to be chal. And as far as we're concerned, the Ritz and the Mekiyosef are like the Ram. You are chayiv all the time. But they have another tenet. Why is the shvua chal? Not because of the Ram's reason, because there's nothing more mafurish in the Torah, but because you can learn something else. At any moment, you're learning a Nadar, and you can say, I want to learn Shuas. So there's room for the Shuas to be Chal. That's the first part. Now, the second part is the Gemara in Menachos. It appears to be a Machlokes Tanoim in this Shaila. The Mishnah in Menachos, it's on the Tzadik Tesimo base, is discussing the chiyuvim of lechem upon him. When must there be lechem in Beis HaMikdash on the Shulchan? So it says tamid, it has to be there all the time. How much time is all the time? So says the Gemara, that's in the Mishnah, and the Braita explains more. Tani Rabbi Yosi Yomer, afilu silek yisa yishona shachris, the sidera sachadosha arvis, if they change the Quran and change the Lachamim every Shabbos. If they removed it Shabbos morning and replaced it, put in a new one, Shabbos evening and before Shkia, Ein Bekach Klum, that's okay. Elamani Mekayim Lefonai Tomid. It says Tomid. There's going to be a gap. They say in England, mind the gap, right? There's a gap between the morning and the evening. So there's a time that the Shulchan doesn't have Lechem on it. That's not a contradiction to Tomim. Shelo yolim shulchan b'loy lechem. The chiyuv of the Torah is it should not go overnight without lechem being on the shulchan. But as long as it's there in the morning and a new series of lechomim are there before Shkia, you are Mekai and Tomim. So we're talking about lechem here. We're talking about Talmud Torah. So the Gemara, Amar Rav Ami, Midvar Sherab Yoisi Nilmai, Afilo Lo Yishon HaAdam Ala Perek Echot Shachis, there's an Indian lo yom, besides the shinatim lo vanecho that we have, there's a pasuk in Yoshua lo yomush sefer Torah zemipicho, and if you learn in the morning and in the evening, you're mekayim lo yomush, because lo yomush also means you shouldn't be without Torah. You're not without, just like the shulchan is not without lechem. Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishnah Shem Bar Yochai, afilo lo kor adam atkiyash mashachis va'avis. That's our Gemara. So the Gemara learns from the Chomim, Kiyim lo yomush. The Dover there, also lo omer b'fnei Amoritz. You're not allowed to tell this secret to Amoritz. Says Rashi, why? Because we're afraid they'll say, I don't have to do anything. And that's the opinion of Rav Ami. Rav Amar mitzvah lo omer b'fnei Amoritz. You should tell him. And Rashi has two pshatim, but basically that if the Amoritz knows, you could be yoytzeh with so little. And look at all those Rabbanim there. The Vilna Goyim, the Noid of Yehuda, all the Rebbes and the Goyim are sitting and learning all day. Surely there's some reason to do it. And that would be a bigger chizik for him to do it. So that's the first opinion. That's Rabbi Yosi Atana, Rabbi Yosi, with the Pshim Vayachoy, that you are, it comes out, they learn from them, they're talking about Lechonim, or at least Rabbi Yosi. And Amar Rabbi Yosi, Mishim Rabbi Vayachoy, it's already in Torah, you're Yosi, with Kriyash Mashachis Vahis. Continues the Gemara. Shol ben Doma ben Achoyse Shav Yishmoel asked Rabbi Shmoel. The nephew of Rabbi Shmoel asked Rabbi Shmoel, Kegoin Ani. He asked a question about himself. Shalamati kol ha-Torah kul. Listen to that question. I learned the whole Torah. Ma'al nilmoy Chochmei Yevonis. Can I start learning? Chochmei Yevonis usually means Greek philosophy. Can I spend time on Greek philosophy once I've learned kol ha-Torah kul? So what did Rabbi Shmuel answer him? Kol av ha-mikra zeh lo yomush sefer ha-Torah zemipicha. And it continues, v'agisa boy yoimam v'layla. You've got to be learning day and night. So when can you learn Greek philosophy? Say uvdoik shah, find a time in the 24-hour period of the day, she'ina loimina yoim v'loim min alayla. Because it says yom v'alayla. If you can find a time that's neither day nor night, I think in England they have a long shkia here. Maybe neither day nor night, so then you can learn chok b'ivon. So at first glance, it's not only first, many, I believe it's machlekes, the Ran and the Ritva, how to learn this Gemara. But it comes out, al derech ha-pshat, it's a machlekes tanoim, what is Yehoiva of Talmud Torah. Rabbi Yossi, who was speaking about Lechem, and they learned from him, and Rabbi Shimon bar Yochai Mefurish, says that you're Yotze with Kriya Shema, Shachris V'Arvis. While Rabbi Yishmael said, you're Chayav all day, to the degree that you can learn Chochma Yevonis only if you found a time that's neither day nor night. Now let's see Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch, it's in Hilchos Talmud Torah, it's in Yeridaya, Siman Reish Mem Vav. Kol Ish Yisrael Chayav the Talmud Torah. Everyone has to learn. Ben Oni, Ben Ashir, Ben Sholim Begufay, whether he's healthy, Ben Bal Yisurim, Ben Bacher, a young Bacher, Ben Zokin Gol. Afilu Oni Amechata Ala Psochim. Even a poor man who has to go, knock on doors to get money. Afilu, this is a Gevaldik about Rambam, Tloshan Rambam. He's building up a rich man, a poor man, a sick man, a healthy man. Even Afilu Bal Yishul Bonim. Even someone has a wife and children, even he is high in Talmud Torah. That's the climax, the most, right? That's Chai Ligboil Izman of Talmud Torah, but Yoim Ubalaila, day and night. Shenemar Vogisaboy Yoim Ubalaila. Now, there's what to argue here, but the Goyim here, the Groh, learns Pshat in the Machaber that he holds, like Rabbi Shmoel in Menaches, that you have to learn day and night. Comes the Ramah, Ubishat Hatchat, Afilu Loikova. Rak Krishma, Shachris Ba'arvos, he was Yoitze, Lo Yomush Mipicha Karina. And then he continues, it's nice, it's not a good, nice machaber, Umishi, if there's a person who can't learn, a chemist, he can't learn. So, Mnisha, any of your dad, Klaal Lilmoid, or Mnisha Tir, he's so busy, so he should support others who learn. And then the Ramah goes ahead and discusses Yisachar Zvun, which I'm not going into now. It says, Kirana, look up. If you have a chance, Yeridaya, Reish Menvot. So, this simple shot. And that's the going here in Biragro, in Sifkotan, Hay, and Vav, respectively, one on the Machaber, one on the Ramah. He learned the Machloikis, the Machaber, and the Ramah. If you need to learn all the time, Machaber, or enough, Trishma, Shachris Vahavis, is the Machloikis in the Gemara and Menachis, between Rav Shimon bar Yochai, surprising, Rav Shimon bar Yochai, if you remember from Brochus, says, you're not allowed to go to work, right? Rav Shimon bar Yochai is the lenient one here, saying, you're Yoitze with Kishma, Shachris Ba'arvis, versus Rav Yishmoel. That is, I would say, part one of what we have to say. It looks like a Machloikis Tanoim, and now it looks like the Goyim learns like that. There is another approach. There's a Moiridike Goyim in Mishnayos. Now this is in the back of the Mishnayos on Peah. The Goyim has a parish on Mishnayos called Shnois Elio. So I'd like to share with you a little bit what he says here. It's called Perush Ha'oruch, the long Perush. So we'll try to make it short. The issue that the Goyim is dealing with is the famous Mishnah in Peah that we say in Davening, Eilu Dvorim She'en Lehem Shir. And one of them is Talmud Torah. Now it means Elim Shir, anything in the list means there's no minimum nor maximum. That's what the Goyim's going through. And I'll explain that. Benoket Atana, ha, the Elim Talmud Torah Shir Lemata, meaning there's no minimum requirement of Talmud Torah. I mean, there'll be a drop of minimum, but it's very easy to be yoyt to that minimum. What is that? Lohoyr is to teach us. Shetzarich ha'odom is a gavadik goyim. Ma'oid lechabev is a Torah. A person has to ma'oid love Torah. Tibachol teva v'teva shalomat ba hu mitzvah v'fnei atzma. Every word of Torah is a separate mitzvah. V'horayah, how do you know one word's enough? Shiyoyte v'teva achas mitzvahs limud haTorah, shishkula keneged kol haMitzvahs. Says the Goyim, that's shat in this Mishnah. Eilat Dvorim Sheilem Shir means one word is enough. One word is enough, and on that it says Talmud Torah keneged kulam in that Mishnah. Va'klal b'zeh. Here's the rule. The Chofetz Chaim uses this, by the way, in his Hakdama, in his Psiche, on Hilchos Lashon Hara. The Averis, you're over when you speak Lashon Hara. So he quotes, I think it's more in the footnote there, he brings this Goyim about if every word of Torah is keneged kulam, so chas v'shalom, if we're spending our time speaking Lashon Hara, how many mitzvahs of Talmud Torah are we being mevatel? But anyway, continues the Goyim. V'klal b'zeh, she'ein mevatlim Talmud Torah, afilu l'mitzvah, im yichol l'aset aydei acherim. You're not allowed, even to stop for a mitzvah, you can't, as long as someone else can do it. V'aseichu mechayev b'zeh. Why should you favor Talmud Torah? It's logical. Mipnei she'kol teva v'teva b'fnei atzma, hu mitzvah, or he mitzvah gedoyla, v'yishkula neged kulam. When you learn one word of Torah, it's like doing all the mitzvahs of the Torah. So obviously, if you have a choice, you should go for Torah. Torah way, right? Im ken kishaloymed lemoshel daf echod. If you learned one daf, mikayim kama meyos mitzvahs. If you learned daf yomi or any daf, he makes a cheshbon. You mikayim several hundred mitzvahs. Im ken bevada yoyse toiv lekayim mitzvahs meyam mitzvahs 100 mitzvahs mi mitzvah achet. So therefore, if you have a choice, Torah or another mitzvah, surely Torah comes first, because Torah you'll be doing hundreds of mitzvahs that are keneged kulam, each one. Just when not, rakishi efshir lekayim adei acher oz rashai levato. Now, explains the Goyim, where do we know this rule from? Ulezer shoyne atana. That's why the Tana taught us. Hodatama elo shir lamata. It's coming to teach us that even one, the chashivas of Torah, the Tana's purpose not to tell you, hey guys, you can learn one word, that's enough for today. He's saying, Ein l'shir l'mata, meaning you're mekayim, the great mitzvah of Talmud Torah with one word. So the more you learn, the more mitzvahs you have. Oy kishetzorich lechol, but you have to eat. Shugam kim mitzvah. V'lulei zeis lo'el l'fnach. And he goes in, otherwise you won't even have a heter to go stop to do your things. If not for this Mishnah teaching us that one word is a kiyum of Talmud Torah. And he continues that there's also Vagita Bayam and Balaila, but one word is a kiyum of Talmud Torah. So, my understanding of this Goyin led me, even though it doesn't fit with the Goyin in Shulchan Aruch, it's too perushim, but I found in Rabbah there that some Achlokes Rishonim. I'm going to do it like that in the Rishonim. According to this Goyin in Mishnayos, there's no Machlokes Tanaim. Everyone holds you've got to learn all the time. All the time. V'shinantum l'vanecha, like the Ran says, shu'di v'etzayim v'chudodim v'ficha. The pasuk in Yoshua, v'gisa v'yam v'layla, it's all the time. What do we learn in this Mishnah? But one word of Torah is a kiyum of Torah. Now, says, this is what, again, not muhak, a suggestion, but I'm not the first person to suggest it. It's been thought of before. The Tanoim, Rabbi Yossi, and Rabbi Shem Bar Yochai, and Rabbi Shmuel all agree you've got to learn all the time. But you're busy. You got to go to work. You got to put food on the table. You've got mitzvahs to do. You got to take care of yourself. You have to eat. So then, you don't have to learn. But you have to learn every moment you have. It depends how many moments you have. One person works harder for his job, so he has less time. It's kol echad kefi koichoy. Every person according to the degree that he has time to learn. But you're chayav to learn all the time, and it's not a machlokes tanoim. And it comes out, I have a diuk in the ritva like that, in the Dor, you have a chance, you can look up, on daf ches, when he quotes the Gemara in Menachos, it comes out that he's quoting it, I believe, and that's how Rabbi Akbar understood it. I'm not sure. He says the machlokes around the ritva. He doesn't say which ritva. I think he means the ritva on daf ches, that there is a chiyuv to learn all the time, but if you're busy, Now, the Bog Besser of Lumdus, it's not, there's an important point in Lumdus. It's not only if you're busy, it's Doiche Talmud Torah. It's not a conflict. When you're busy, you're not chayev. You're chayev to learn all the time you have. If you don't have time, you're not chayev. But there's a minimum requirement of one word. Eluvarim Shenem Shir. Kriyashma. We're anyway saying Kriyashma. So if you're busy all day, you're yoytze with Kriyashma. Those are the words of Rav Shimon Bar Yochai. You could be yoytze with Kriyashma. Masha'enkein, if you have time, Vogisa Boyano Balayla. That is the Mahalach, the one. Now, I'll read you just one, the Lashon of Rav Baruch Ber, in his summary, of it, he quotes the Gra that we learned inside. And a short piece. Hayoytze midvarenu. The conclusion is, Dechol ish v'ish miYisrael. Mikayim mitzvah Talmud Torah lefi cheshbon hechreach she'olav. Each person according to his chiyuvim, his hechreach, what he has on him. Lafitz mitzvahs, he's got to do mitzvahs. Leechol, to eat, or ledover, their heretz, maybe. Harei da'achiyuv she'kol Yisrael v'Yisrael. This is scary stuff. Every Jew is chayev lilmoid kol ha'Torah kula. You're chayev to learn everything. Mikra de Mirshach Bachavu Kamecha, our parsha. Umeakra de Vishinanta, that's also our parsha. Vahagisa, that's the pasuk in Yeshua. Ela, they call Echod the Echod the Fi Matzavo, each person, according to the situation that he's in, Mekayim u Kol Achiyuvim, he's Mekayim these Psukim, depending on how much time he has. Vizel Bir Masnisin, that's shot in the Mishnah in Peah, the Talmud Torah, Eilo Shir Gam Lamata. There's no minimum in Talmud Torah, meaning one word is already a key of the mitzvah. Kein Neri Levaya Divrei Hagoyin Schusa Yogen Olei Nomi. That's what he said. So what the Bog Ber is saying here is Pshat Negoyin, like we suggested, that it comes out everyone is Chaya all the time. Just it depends on how much time you have. So I just want to conclude with Akasha of Tosis and Kiddushim that I heard there's a Rebbe in our yeshiva, his name is Rabbi Ravel. I'll tell you a voice that he told me over from Reb Chaim Zimmerman, who's a nephew of a Bog Ber, who was a nephew of a Bog Ber. There's a famous, there's a stira second verse, I know, in, on one hand, the Gemara in Kiddushin, that Memo Mubeis says that Tchilas Dinoi Shal Adam is on Talmud Torah. That is the Gemara in Kiddushin. Meaning, when we come to Din, we'll be asked, did you learn Torah? That's our first question. If you look in the Gemara, in Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, very interesting Gemara. Excuse me?
I don't even have any questions.
Right, we'll soon see in a minute. So, we'll see, you know, that's going to be part of what we're going to talk about. So the Gemara in Shabbos says, according to one Amora there, Pshat in the Psukim, Emunas Yitecha, Chois and Yeshua, says the Gemara that they ask him, Nosato, Venosato, Ve'emuna. Did you do business honestly? That's the first question. So, to steer, Tosis asked the Kasha. Tosis in Kiddushin Daf Mem Amud Beis asked the Kasha. Tosis says a tenet. He says, we'll ask him, he'll be asked, Nosato, Venosato, Ve'emuna. But his din, his punishment, kibiyochol, will start, if chas v'sholem, he doesn't have a solution to his Talmud Torah matzah. See the Tosis in Daf Mem? He said it's not a stira. There's a difference between what he is asked and what his din is. His din starts with Talmud Torah. That's this. By the way, there's a Gra in Agodis on Daf Lamed Aleph. He has a different pshat in the Gemara, fabulous pshat. Just very briefly, he says, another terrorist on Tosis is Kasha, that, you know, that's upset in that Gemara. That Gemara, if you look it up, it's Kedai, Shabbos, Lamed Aleph, Lamed Aleph, towards the bottom of the page. It's a Pasuk, it's a Pasuk that they learn on Shisha Sidre Mishnah. Emuna is Zroin, that a person, a farmer, is miming, Misha Omar, and he goes and he plants. And Itecho is Seder Moyed. And Yeshua, it goes through. So, the Goy learns Pshat. You know what it means? So, Emunah is Roim. You know what it means? Nosata v'nosata v'emunah? Did you learn Zeroyim? It's going on Torah. Asaktim Apuravu means did you learn Seder Nashim? That's the Goyim Pshat. It's talking about all the questions, six questions. You said three. There's six questions there. They're all in Torah. That's the Goyim Pshat in the Gemara to answer Tosfos' question. Again, we got to be machazik in this. I mean you, generally. But my friend, Rabbi Ravel, told me in the name of Rabbi Chaim Zimmerman, Zichron Levracha, a teretz based on his uncle's work on Rabbi Ochber. And with that, I'll finish. The teretz is that you're chayiv, according to the Goyim, in what comes out from the Goyim and from the Ritva, we're chayiv Talmud Torah all the time. There's no let up. One long mitzvah. All the time. Yoimav v'layva. V'shinantam levonecha. Shudivrei Torah mechudodim. What's the lashon going? Kol ha-Torah kula. We're chayiv to know. And there's no way to do that without a full effort. Even then, we need chapter Shmaya. You're chayiv all the time. Eloma. If you're busy, like we said, not only is it nizcheh, you're not chayiv. I'm busy. I gotta make the living. But what if you're making your living dishonestly? So now you don't have an excuse. So now you're chayav for Talmud Torah. Just like we said, the Chofetz Chaim says, you're chayav when you speak Lashon Hara for Bitul Talmud Torah. Same idea. If you didn't make your living honestly, you do not have an excuse for not learning. So Nasata V'Nasata Be'emuna means literally, not like the Goyim's pshat in Shabbos, did you learn Zeroyim? That's another pshat. Says Reb Chaim Zimmerman, Zechon Levracha, did you justify not being Oisik in Torah because of your livelihood? So if you're Nosata Ben Muno, so now you're Potter from Talmud Torah. But if you're stealing from people, that's not Nosata V'Nosata Ben Muno. There's no Ptur on the Talmud Torah part. That's what I wanted to say. So just a brief summary of this inyan. We have a machlokes, what appears to be. The bottom line, I believe, is as follows. There's a machlokes, the Ran, and the Ritva. Is there a machlokes Tanoim? According to the Ran, there is a machlokes Tanoim. And that's what the Goyim in the Shulchan Aruch says if you look it up. So there's a machlokes Tanoim. How much is the Chiyuv of Talmud Torah? Rav Shimon Bar Yochai says, Kriya Shema, Shachris Ba'avis. Rabbi Shmuel says, Yoyim V'Layla, and you can learn Chokh Minyavonis only if you found the time that's neither. And there's a Machlokes Rishonim in Pshat Nagamor in the Dorah. What does it mean if you can be Yoytze with Kriya Shema? That's one opinion in the Rishonim. It's Meduyik in the Ritva, and that's what Lechor comes out from the Goyim in Perish and Mishnayis. There's no Machlokes. Everybody is chayav all the time. There's no difference between what was that lashon of the Shulchan Aruch? Afilu mishiyesh lo yishuv b'adim. Everyone is chayav all the time, but you have commitment. When you have a commitment, it's not that it's doyche Talmud Torah. You're not chayav more. You're chayav to learn all your free time, and from everyone. That's what you have if you're busy. So then you are Potter from Talmud Torah. Not that it's nifcheh. That's what Baruch Ber's squeeze. Now, concerning that steerus of Tosfos, we have three terutzim. Tosfos has a question. In Shabbos, he says, the first question is, Nosata v'nosata be'emuna. In Kiddushin Daf Mem, it's a tchilas dinu shel Adam is ala Torah. So Tosfos answers, I have to look at it again, but look at Mem Aleph. Tosfos answers, the din is on Torah. They ask him all kinds of questions. But Iker Dinoi is on, Tchilas Dinoi is on Talmud Torah. That's the question. The Gro in Shabbos learns, that whole Gemara is speaking about learning. Nasata v'nasata be'emuna means, did you learn, quote unquote, emuna, which is Seder Zeroyim. And what we're answering now, based on the Goyim, is did you work, the Goyim in Perush HaMishnayos, and what the Baruch Ber is explaining, did you justify not learning at this moment? In order to do that, you need to do your business honestly. Call to have a good day.